At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Purva Falguni Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some people rely on personal instinct, emotion, and inner resonance to decide what's right, while others look outward, seeking approval, structure, or collective agreement to guide their choices. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and imbued with grace, desire, and performative charm, tends to walk the line between both. At its core, it craves harmony, internally and relationally. While many natives lean toward an internal reference point when it comes to pleasure, identity, or aesthetic choice, they are also sensitive to how others perceive them. Whether they default to inner truth or outer reflection often depends on planetary placements, especially in the 4th and 10th houses, where emotional confidence and social role are tested. If Venus is in the 1st house in Purva Falguni, the frame of reference is primarily internal. These individuals are attuned to what feels good, what looks beautiful, and what emotionally aligns with their sense of self. They rarely need others to tell them what they like. They instinctively know. Decisions come from aesthetic intuition and emotional ease, not external approval. If Venus is in the 10th house, however, that reference point becomes more externally shaped. These natives may begin to value public perception, status, or social desirability more heavily, making choices based on how they'll be received or admired rather than how they genuinely feel. If Moon is in the 4th house, emotional decisions are deeply internalized. These individuals listen to their inner rhythm, seeking emotional safety and comfort before acting. Their world is filtered through feelings, and external validation rarely overrides their emotional barometer. If Moon is in the 10th, however, emotional awareness turns outward. They begin to consider how their feelings will be seen, whether their vulnerability is safe in public, and how their emotional state affects their role or image. If Mercury is in the 4th house, the native's cognition is internally referenced. Their thoughts are self-reflective, looping through memory, emotion, and private musings. They often need space and solitude to think clearly, relying on their own reasoning. If Mercury is in the 10th, thinking becomes externally influenced. They may tailor communication to suit social roles, and their clarity often depends on audience, feedback, or reputation. What others think begins to color how they process and decide. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the internal reference is strong but heavily guarded. These individuals take their time building inner trust, often relying on personal responsibility, discipline, and emotional control rather than external direction. They don't shift easily. If Saturn is in the 10th, the reference shifts to external metrics, titles, duties, and achievements. They begin to define themselves through accomplishment and obligation, measuring their value through societal roles more than emotional truth. If Jupiter is in the 4th house, the internal frame is spiritual, philosophical, and value-driven. These individuals seek to act in accordance with personal beliefs or inherited wisdom. Their sense of right is self-regulated. If Jupiter is in the 10th, that same moral compass becomes social. They seek to lead, teach, or inspire according to public ethics, often blurring where their inner beliefs end and external responsibility begins. Purva Falguni naturally blends internal elegance with external awareness. While its aesthetic and emotional compass is strong, its desire to be seen, adored, and validated can sometimes draw it into performing rather than feeling. Its growth lies in trusting its inner resonance while resisting the temptation to be ruled by applause. When balanced, these natives become radiant examples of aligned expression, making choices that honor both self and setting without compromising the truth of either. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people forge ahead, taking risks and shaping the world through sheer intent. Others move more fluidly, responding to emotional tone, relational dynamics, or creative timing. Purva Falguni Nakshatra ruled by Venus and infused with sensuality, charm, and artistic magnetism, often leans toward a proactive style, but one that's playful, magnetic, and pleasure-driven rather than forceful. These natives tend to create through invitation, expression, and charm. Yet, when emotionally unsure or relationally off balance, they may shift into a more reactive mode, waiting for affirmation or retreating until the energy feels right. Their action orientation is deeply influenced by planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where creativity, conflict, and public performance are activated. If Venus is in the 1st house in Purva Falguni, the action style is subtly proactive. These individuals initiate with attraction. They draw attention, create opportunities, and lead through presence. Their way of acting is less about doing and more about being, taking the first step by simply showing up in full radiance. If Venus is in the 6th house, this proactive drive becomes more service-oriented. They take initiative in creating harmony at work, managing interpersonal tensions, or elevating routines into rituals of beauty and balance. If Moon is in the 1st house, the action preference is reactive and emotionally tuned. These natives act when they feel emotionally moved, inspired, or safe. Their instincts are powerful, but they often wait to feel before doing. If Moon is in the 10th house, this reactivity becomes socially responsive. They move in reaction to audience, attention, or public emotion. Their behavior may shift based on how admired, accepted, or supported they feel in visible spaces. If Mars is in the 3rd house, the action style becomes distinctly proactive. These individuals pursue connection, conversation, and creative goals with confidence. Mars adds spark to their charm, encouraging them to take the lead in social and creative exchanges. If Mars is in the 10th house, the proactive drive becomes ambitious. They act to succeed, seduce, and shine in their public life, often combining Venusian grace with Martian determination to achieve their aims. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the action style turns more reactive, measured, and dutiful. These individuals may hesitate to act until they've weighed consequences, honored obligations, or ensured stability. Their style is one of restraint, but once they commit, they follow through with loyalty and grit. If Saturn is in the 10th, this reactive tendency becomes tied to social roles. They may respond to expectations, prestige, or long-term plans, taking action to fulfill legacy or maintain external structure, even if it means suppressing personal desire. Purva Falguni's natural rhythm tends to act first when inspired, but wait when uncertain. Its proactive spark is softened by elegance, and its reactive instincts are masked by grace. Whether they initiate through desire or respond with tact, these natives shape life through presence, rhythm, and timing. Their evolution lies in learning when to create without needing approval, and when to pause without retreating from their power. For Purva Falguni, action is a dance, and the magic lies in knowing when to lead and when to let life lead them. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals move through life with a love for exploration, preferring variety, spontaneity, and the freedom to shift direction. Others feel most empowered within structure, leaning on routines, checklists, and known methods to bring their vision to life. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, infused with Venusian creativity, charm, and pleasure-seeking ease, naturally leans toward an options-based style. These natives value freedom of expression, personal timing, and aesthetic autonomy. They like having choices, especially ones that align with their rhythm and allow for enjoyment and self-direction. However, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can push them toward more structured, procedure-oriented modes, especially when stability or public image is at stake. If Venus is in the 3rd house, the operational style is strongly options-based. These individuals love to explore ideas, flirt with alternatives, and take creative detours. They resist routines that feel dull or overly technical. Their flow comes from spontaneity and inspiration, working best when they can follow what feels artistically or relationally right in the moment. If Venus is in the 10th, they still crave options, but navigate them more diplomatically. In public or professional settings, they use charm, negotiation, and aesthetic control to create flexible systems that still look polished and intentional. If Moon is in the 4th house, the inner world resists rigid structure. These natives may appear calm and habitual on the outside, but their operational style is deeply emotional and intuitive. They shift based on how things feel in the moment, needing emotional comfort and flow more than fixed methods. If Moon is in the 6th or 10th, they may adopt procedures to soothe anxiety or meet social expectations, but their default setting still leans toward emotionally adaptive rather than rule-bound. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the operational style becomes mentally agile and options-oriented. These individuals think quickly, adjust on the fly, and are natural problem solvers, especially when it comes to creative communication or social coordination. If Mercury is in the 10th, this adaptability becomes a public strength. They may appear structured, but their real genius lies in their flexibility, storytelling, and ability to reframe problems without getting boxed into a fixed way of working. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the style becomes more procedural. These natives develop discipline through repetition and often find success in mastering structured systems. For Purva Falguni, this can be a grounding influence, bringing needed stability to their otherwise free-flowing energy. If Saturn is in the 10th, the procedural preference becomes more pronounced. They operate professionally with precision, adhering to standards that earn respect and long-term recognition, even if internally they long for more creative room to move. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 6th house, the operational style becomes bold, unconventional, and deeply options-driven. These natives reject traditional systems, preferring to carve new paths and challenge norms. They operate best when allowed to innovate, seduce outcomes into alignment, or create workarounds that suit their unique rhythm. Structure, for them, is something to reshape, not follow. Purva Falguni's operational brilliance lies in its graceful improvisation. They rarely thrive in rigid systems unless they've had a hand in beautifying or softening them. Even when they follow procedures, they do it with flair, bending the rules just enough to preserve their elegance and freedom. Their evolution lies in learning when structure enhances their artistry and when freedom is essential to their authenticity. Whether guided by pleasure or performance, they are most powerful when they operate like dancers, fluid, intentional, and completely in rhythm with their own style. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, views. General or specific, some individuals navigate life through sweeping visions, seeking themes, beauty, symbolism, and resonance across experiences. Others operate with precision, tracking details, clarifying facts, and honing in on subtle differences that define clarity. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, with its Venusian grace, love for aesthetics, and natural affinity for connection and creativity, generally leans toward a general viewpoint. These natives are drawn to overall feel, emotional harmony, and the story as a whole, rather than getting caught in fine print. But depending on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 5th, or 9th houses, they may shift between embracing broad conceptual thinking and diving into refined, detail-focused expression when their creative or relational identity demands it. If Venus is in the 1st house in Purva Falguni, the worldview is comfortably general. These individuals intuitively perceive patterns of beauty, emotional flow, and social dynamics. They tend to navigate life through vibe and impression rather than analysis, and they prefer to understand situations through relational context and emotional warmth rather than mental dissection. If Venus is in the 9th house, this generality is elevated. They may interpret life through myth, philosophy, or creative ideology, seeking meaning through narrative and aesthetic coherence rather than granular facts. If Mercury is in the 5th house, the view becomes more specific, especially in self-expression. These individuals focus on articulating their thoughts with precision, whether through writing, design, or performance. They're playful yet deliberate, paying attention to timing, structure, and technique. If Mercury is in the 9th, their specificity begins to merge with larger principles. They use their sharp mind to frame big ideas clearly, applying language and logic to concepts like ethics, culture, or artistic tradition. If Moon is in the 5th house, emotional perception is detail-oriented. These natives are sensitive to emotional micro-movements, intonation, timing, mood shifts, especially in romantic or creative contexts. They tend to store emotional experiences in memory with great specificity, replaying scenes or sensations with clarity. If Moon is in the 9th, their emotional view widens. They begin to interpret emotional experience through family myths, cultural memory, or spiritual frameworks, seeing feelings as part of larger emotional truths rather than individual episodes. If Jupiter is in the first house, the native leans into a general perspective. They see life as meaningful, connected, and expansive, interpreting events through a wide lens of wisdom, best growth, or personal belief. Details are important only if they serve the larger picture. If Jupiter is in the ninth, this tendency amplifies. They may see themselves as storytellers, philosophers, or cultural visionaries, absorbing experience as a holistic pattern rather than a sequence of isolated parts. If K2 is in the fifth house, the view becomes symbolic and nonlinear. These individuals process through flashes of intuition, mystical images, or archetypal impressions. They may not be able to explain exactly how they know what they know, but their insights are emotionally and spiritually charged. If K2 is in the first, this abstract perception becomes part of their identity. They may come across as dreamy, disoriented, or lost in larger meanings, often resisting the need to pin things down with specific logic or language. Purva Falguni naturally leans toward a general, fluid style of perception, seeking coherence, aesthetic flow, and emotional harmony. But when creativity calls for craft or relationships require clarity, they can step into detail with intention and grace. Their evolution lies in knowing when to let beauty speak for itself and when to refine it with focus. When balanced, they offer both the story and the sentence, the feeling and the form, making art of life itself. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people thrive in creative partnerships, group synergy, and shared applause. Others prefer to work independently but within reach of collaboration when needed. And some require total solitude, needing freedom, silence, and personal rhythm to do their best work. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and known for its charm, creativity, and social magnetism, naturally leans toward a proximity work style. These natives enjoy being near others, especially in artistic, relational, or aesthetically attuned environments, but often prefer to express themselves independently within that space. They work best when given both admiration and autonomy. However, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can sway them toward more deeply collaborative or more private modes. If Venus is in the 3rd house in Purva Falguni, the preference strongly leans toward proximity. These individuals love working in social or creative environments where ideas, flirtations, or aesthetics can be exchanged in easy flow. They may enjoy co-creating, brainstorming, or beautifying their immediate space, but still want room to express their personal flair. If Venus is in the 10th house, they may engage with group settings professionally, often in fashion, arts, performance, or social coordination, but still need the spotlight to shine on their individual contribution. If Moon is in the 4th house, the preference shifts more towards solo. These natives require emotional security and comfort in their workspace. They may enjoy the presence of others in theory, but their actual productivity peaks in privacy. Their creativity is nurtured in calm, safe, emotionally rich environments. If Moon is in the 10th house, they may step into leadership or public roles, but their work still requires emotional boundaries. They're best when they can retreat into their process, even while being seen. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the style leans toward proximity with a communication edge. These individuals like bouncing ideas off others, quick chats, collaborative edits, or intellectually stimulating tasks. They're versatile and witty, working well in dynamic, media-driven, or expressive fields. If Mercury is in the 10th, their engagement becomes more public. They're likely to be speakers, writers, presenters, or strategists who seem highly social, but may still guard their core creative process privately. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the preference leans towards structured proximity or solo with boundaries. These individuals value systems, timelines, and defined tasks. They don't mind working with others, but only if roles are clear and emotional drama is minimal. If Saturn is in the 10th, they can thrive in traditional or hierarchical team environments, especially when they're given authority or space to lead with integrity and quiet strength. If K2 is in the 3rd or 6th house, the work preference becomes quietly solo. These individuals are uninterested in group dynamics for their own sake. they often find noise, chatter, or constant interaction draining, preferring to work in silence, often on spiritual, creative, or hidden projects. Their strength lies in inner focus and detachment from performance pressure. They want beauty, not noise, depth, not distraction. Purva Falguni thrives in environments that offer connection without confinement. These natives want to be admired, included, and inspired, but not micromanaged or emotionally crowded. Their best work emerges when they are surrounded by beauty, rhythm, and creative energy with enough breathing room to make it entirely their own. Whether dancing in a duet or shining solo on stage, they bring harmony, presence, and artistry on their terms and always in style.